Welcome back to Tales from the Enchanted Forest with your hosts, Fox and Sparrow. Well, actually this week it's just me, Fox, as Sparrow has flown the coop and she's off being a snowbird somewhere warm. Not that I blame her, it is incredibly miserable weather this week, and I think the next week as well. So let's warm up with some Mexican folk tales. Now the collection of stories I have for today come from Horse Hooves and Chicken Feet. This is a collection of tales put together by Neil Phillip, and he is a folklorist that really wanted to highlight the uniqueness of Mexican folktales and kind of their origins and where they come from. Now, he does say in his foreword and his introduction that a lot of these stories were collected from Mexico proper. Some of them were collected from the Mexican population of Colorado and New Mexico. And a lot of them as well were influenced by other folklorists, such as José Manuel Espinosa, Juan B. Real, and Stanley L. Robe. And they have collected these stories from the Mexican population and from the Hispanic Southwest as well. So he's trying to retell these stories in a way that it's translated, first of all, so that we can understand it, you know, in English, but also because he really wanted to share the sheer magic of the Mexican storytelling tradition and how it has a lot of kind of similarities to other storytelling traditions. For example, in his book, there are the two Marias, and that's kind of a Cinderella story. But he really wanted to highlight how these stories have their own spin to them, their own cleverness, stupidity, tricksters, clever characters. There's a lot of animal tales, love stories, and just the overall sense of wonder and love that comes in these tales, where we have both grief, enchantment, magic, as well as just the everyday living life. Another big influence for him was Amapá storytellers, and this is where the folklorist Stanley L. Robe recorded his childhood memories, as well stories from Mexico itself. And really, I think Phillip wanted to kind of share that same environment and make that kind of recreation. So without any further ado, today I want to tell you the Endless Tale. Once there was a very rich man who had a daughter who was a wonderful storyteller. He enjoyed her story so much that he told her he would never let her marry, for he wanted her to tell him a story every day. He loved to listen to her weave her tales, and he had only one complaint. "Your stories are too short," he said. "I wish you could tell me a story that lasted for a month." His daughter definitely thought that a story that went on for a whole month would surely be boring, but her father replied that it wouldn't be to him. He said, "I would love it. I wouldn't be bored. Why, if anyone could tell a story long enough to bore me, I would gladly let him marry you, even though it would mean him taking you away from me." When the young man heard that, they all tried to invent really long, convoluted stories, for the rich man's daughter was not just a good storyteller, she was also a great beauty. But although some of them started well, none of them could keep up their stories long enough to bore the rich man. Now the rich man's daughter had her eye on a poor boy, and she took him aside and said, "When you tell your story to my father, this is what you should say." So the poor boy came to their house and he said, "There was once a man who was very rich and very wise, who lived near a mountain. Thinking that a famine might come, he harvested all his corn and hid it in a vast cave in the mountain, behind a door that he locked securely so that no one could come and steal the corn away from him. But he did not notice a tiny crack in the door, just big enough for an ant to slip through. When he had gone, an ant came and stole a single grain of corn." The poor boy took a breath and continued. "And then the ant came back and stole another grain of corn, and then another grain of corn, and then another grain of corn, and then another, and then another." After the poor boy had been telling his story for 2 days, the rich man could bear it no more. "Your story will bore me to death," he said. "Stop." "But there is so much more," said the poor boy. "This story is quite long enough to last a whole month, or even longer." The rich man laughed. "You win," he said. "You may marry my daughter." So the poor boy and the rich man's daughter were married, and neither of them ever told a boring story again. This tale is based on story 73 in Rael's collection. It's part of the storytelling tradition of making the king lose patience. There is another very funny story that kind of follows the same endless tale trope, where a man builds a bridge so that his flock of sheep can cross the river one at a time to reach the corral, and then the storyteller pauses, and when the listener asks, "Well, what happened?" he responds, "We have to wait for the sheep to cross the river." The story definitely reminded me of the Arabian Nights, where Scheherazade has to tell a story every night in order to keep her head. I do think the king might have just killed her if she told a story like this, but it does go against kind of the grain of just telling a clever story by telling a story that's clever enough to trick the rich man into boredom. The second story I'd like to share with you is called Horse Hooves and Chicken Feet. Sylvester Guzman used to say that when he was a young man, he went to a fiesta one night with his friends. They danced until very late, but on the way home, they heard music still coming from somewhere far away. At first, they thought it was coming from the Chavez place, but it wasn't. They kept following the music, which always seemed to be coming from just a little further off. They walked on, drawn by the lively rhythms of the music, and at last they came to the dance. Each of them chose a partner, and they joined in the fun. Sylvester was dancing with the prettiest girl there. She had bright flashing eyes and glossy black hair that rippled as she danced. But when he looked down, he saw that although his partner looked so beautiful, she had chicken feet, scaly claws that had been scratching around a farmyard, not dancing the night away at a fiesta. Now he saw that all the women had chicken feet, and all the men had horse hooves. Sylvester signaled frantically to his friends, pointing down at the horse hooves and chicken feet, and one by one they saw what he had seen. Making their excuses, they quickly left the dance in a hurry and walked home in the dawn, thanking their lucky stars for their narrow escape. For Sylvester and his friends had been dancing with witches, and if he had not noticed their horse hooves and chicken feet, well, who knows what would have become of him and his friends. This story is actually a very common tale in Spanish America, and sometimes the witches have goose feet, sometimes it's about a girl, and when she sees her partner's hoof, she realizes she's dancing with the devil. Either way, this story is almost always told as true, and told from the perspective of someone who was there that night. And finally, I wanted to end off with the mule drivers who lost their feet. The people from Lagos de Moreno in Jalisco are famous for one thing and one thing alone, being stupid. When a prickly pear grew on the roof of the church, they built a ladder so an ox could climb up and eat it. When they first saw a street light, they thought it was the moon on a stick. When a bridge was built over the river, no one used it until a sign was erected reading, "To get to the other side, put one foot in front of the other." Anyway, there were once five mule drivers from this area who were traveling together. After a while, they grew tired, so they sat down in the shade of a tree for a siesta. They stretched out their legs and went to sleep, but when they awoke, their legs were all tangled up. They couldn't get up because they had no idea whose legs were whose. "What shall we do?" asked one. "I guess we'll just have to stay here," said another. So they lay there, wondering what on earth to do. And as they lay there, they grew hungry and thirsty, but still they couldn't get up. At last a man passed by, and he looked at them curiously before asking, "What are you doing there?" "We can't get up," they cried. The man was baffled. "Why ever not?" "Because we can't tell whose feet are whose." The man laughed. "What will you give me if I tell you?" "Anything you ask," they cried. "If you don't, we will have to stay here and starve to death." The man took a sharp stick and poked it into a foot. "Ouch," said one man. "That foot is yours," said the stranger. "Pull it out." He poked the stick into another foot. "Ouch," said the second man. "That foot is yours," said the stranger. "Pull it out." And he kept on poking until he had found each man's feet for him, and they were all entangled. And the mule drivers were very pleased to have learned that if you want to know whether a foot is yours or not, you should poke it with a stick. So I chose this tale because I thought it was interesting that it started off with a disclaimer about how stupid the people of this village are. And I think a lot of different countries and towns have these, not maybe sometimes they're real, but sometimes they're not. But a group of people or inhabitants where they just do silly things. And for example, the author has written that his town of Idbury in England, they noticed that when the cuckoos were there, that the weather was really nice. They tried to pen one of them so that they could enjoy summer all year round. So the story was collected in 1947 by Stanley L. Robe in the actual area of Jalisco. And again, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, but the book itself contained a number of stories about the legendary stupidity of the people of Lagos de Moreno. And so if you are looking for a fun laugh, just like we had with the Mullah Nasruddin stories last week or the week before, please give this a read because I think it's actually quite interesting. There are also other tales from this trope, and they're called Numbskulls Cannot Find Their Own Legs. All right, travelers, well, I hope you enjoy these three short stories that we've picked from Mexican Folktale. Again, these can all be found on our website, as well as if you want to pick up the book, it is called Horse Hooves and Chicken Feet, Mexican Folktales by Neil Philip. Hopefully we will see you guys soon with another joint episode, and we do have a special something planned, so please do watch out for that. As always, if you guys have any comments, questions, or suggestions, or if you just want to know how to tell which feet are yours, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. We are on every social media platform from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, as well as Blue Sky, Mastodon. As always, however, the best place to find us is always our website, www.talesfromthechanforest.com. Or if you are old school like Sparrow, don't hesitate to send us an email at talesfromthechantedforest@gmail.com. And don't forget, travelers, there's always a place for you in the Enchanted Forest, even if we do have to put up a sign that says, to get there, put one foot in front of the other.